1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, now welcomes you to the Hope Sports Roundtable with Ron Weatherby, brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. We'll have both coaches joining us with Matt Neal, the men's basketball coach, coming shortly. But first, Ron, you have, on the other end of the line, women's basketball coach Brian Morehouse.
Well, thank you, Gary, and good morning, Brian, and a nice big win again last night.
Yeah, you know, we played one of our better games of the year, in my opinion. But defensively, some things are starting to come together for us, and really played solid on the defensive end. And, you know, I thought we took care of the ball, shared it very well. We had 20 assists, got out in transition. So overall, a really, really solid win on the road. And, you know, we played, five league games now, four of them on the road. Now the script is going to flip a little bit, and we're going to get a chance to be at home finally for some games, which I think is really important.
Well, I think it's going to boil down, as the way the standings are right now, it's Hope College and Olivet College, as Calvin has picked up their second loss of the season. So, you know, got to look forward to that Olivet ball club.
Well, I think so. I mean, I said at the start of the season I picked them to, you know, win the league. They were one of my two first-place votes. I still think Calvin is definitely in it, to be perfectly honest. You know, they have two losses, but they get to play both teams again. And so, you know, they played at Olivet in their loss. So if they can knock off Olivet, and that makes for a big showdown here on February 1st with Calvin and us.
Well, it sounds like the team is starting to gel without Rebecca Lawrence in the lineup out there. That's got to be an adjustment.
Well, it's a huge adjustment. I mean, she was the MVP in two of our first three tournaments and was on her way to being the MVP in our Florida tournament. That would have been three out of four. You know, I thought she was going to be an All-American this year. So anytime you lose a player like that, I think it's you know, certainly an adjustment period. But you know, we've done a great job. Dole has played her best game of the year last night and is getting more used to playing in the post position. And we've had some nice players step up around. We're playing a lot of people right now, not just because of the score, but because we're substituting more for situations, you know, defensively and offensively. And so far, you know, the ham and egg approach has worked.
Well, you're back home again Saturday against an Adrian ball club. How's that one stack up?
Good. I mean, Adrian is good. I put them in definitely the top half of our conference, you know, probably in the top four teams. You know, they are playing a lot of 2-3 zone. They're pressing a lot. They're very athletic. They're one of the first teams that we've played that has a nice balance of scoring inside and scoring the three-point shot. You know, a lot of teams have not had that ability. So it's going to test us from being able to guard them from distance. But should be a good game. Tomorrow's going to be poster day, so we're going to have a poster for every kid that comes to the game. And Orange Leaf has also sponsored the game tomorrow, so there'll be frozen yogurt and toppings after the game. Should be a lot of fun.
Well, with that ball game against Adrian tomorrow, we're going to stretch that Hope College crowd a little bit, because both games, the Hope Calvin game with the guys, and of course your ball club against Adrian, that ball at 3 o'clock. So we're going to stretch that crowd a little bit.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, because I know that you know, people are really excited about seeing both those teams play, and you know, for people that don't want to travel quite as far, they can come to the DeVos, and we certainly have a group of people that comes to our games. And, you know, of course, the Calvin game is going to be a huge pull, and that's just a big, big game for Coach Neal. I think that, you know, they're playing their best basketball of the season, from what I can tell, and it should be a great game in Grand Rapids.
Well, thanks, Brian, and we're going to talk to Coach Neal in just a moment here. So have a good win tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Ron.
We return now to WHTC's Hope Sports Roundtable with Ron Weatherby, brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. And Ron, tell us a little bit about what happened last night against Trine.
Well, Trine came in a pretty good ball club out there. They've been playing well in the early part of the season, and a number of guys scored for that Trine ball club. But a freshman has stepped up and really taken the forefront for them, a kid by the name of Will Dixon. And he has been averaging over 15 points a ball game, and last night he was held to just 5 by the Flying Dutchman. Good morning, Coach Neal, and you have a smile on your face this morning after that nice win last night.
Hey, it's a great day, Ron. It sure was a great night at the DeVos, and and our boys came out ready to get the job done. We're really, really focused. I thought our second half was about as good of a defensive effort as we've had all season long, and we're certainly feeling good today to be in first place in the league and going into a pretty big ball game tomorrow in Grand Rapids.
A couple points in that ball game last night. The thing that stood out to me was how much the bench got involved in that contest and how unselfish they were. Assists last night, 18 assists in a ball game, and that's very high.
Well, you know, we've had a couple of ball games where we've hovered right around that 20 mark with assists, and when we've done that, we've been, you know, a 20-plus point lead, and that's what happened last night in the second half. You know, we were able to get it up to 21, 22 points, I think. But you know, that is exactly right, that when we're unselfish with the basketball and moving it around and finding the easy basket, passing up the good shot for the great shot, that's what makes this team so much better. And I think that we were doing that really well last night. When that ball we get it off the dribble, and I thought we had it on the bounce a little bit too much at times last night, but when we get it off the dribble and are moving the ball with a pass, we're pretty effective. So we're hoping we can learn. I spent some time watching that game film last night and then watching, of course, the film of our opponent. And we definitely were improving. You know, we always say it's a work in progress, and the floor is the classroom. So we just got to keep learning.
Well, you started your two bigs last night, and Trine did have some size, but they had to use both of their big guys as well, and they got into foul trouble.
Well, that was kind of the name of the game. You know, we knew that their depth wasn't there as far as big guys, and we thought that we could go at them. And you could see it right away. The focal point was to get the ball inside to Van Donk or to Benson, and we did a pretty good job of that. You know, Nate was 6 of 6 from the floor, and we really, really kept going right into the paint with him, but got their guys in foul trouble. You know, Watkins and Holmquist both ended up picking up two quick ones, and we knew they weren't going to be very deep, so they were trying to do the best they could at keeping one of their bigs on the floor at a time for sure. But we just kept both of ours there and kept going right at them. So, you know, we're trying to continue to develop our post game, which I think we're doing a good job of. And then we hit some shots from outside, but I think the biggest key to that entire evening was our defense. We created steals and got some easy baskets.
We also did a nice job from a free throw line last night.
For sure we did, and it's really nice to have that going on. You know, we always talk about wanting to make more than our opponent's attempt, and I think that's a great rule in the entire game of basketball. I think any basketball coach would tell you that if you're doing that, you're probably going to win the ball game, and that in the backboards. You know, we were up by quite a bit on the glass at halftime, and then try and kind of close the gap because there was one possession. I think there were probably five offensive rebounds, and we just, you know, got to be a bit more consistent with that. If we control the glass and defend hard and control the glass, I think those are two big keys for us as far as being successful.
Couple quick comments now on that team we have tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I think that, you know, there's no secret between the teams. I mean, we know each other pretty well. We know each other's personnel very well. You know, they come in, they're kind of vacillating between their points with Austin Parks and with Jordan Daly. Jordan's a little bit bigger. Their two spot is Jordan Brink, who's a very, very accomplished player. And the three, they'll play Tyler Dykstra, and then Mickey DeVries at the four and Tyler Cruz at the five. And, you know, we'll match up really well with them, and we'll come at them with our guys that we've been playing. And we, you know, we won 5 of 6 and got off to great starts in our last 6 ball games. And I think it's important for us to continue to get off to a great start and just understand what we do well. You know, I mean, I think the Knights defend very well. I think that they get on the glass real well. And those are things that we think we're getting better at doing as well. So I think that you know, Kevin knows my team and I know his team, and our staff has been well aware of what they do. So it's going to be a terrific afternoon tomorrow in Grand Rapids, and I'm sure that there are tickets available, but it'll be a lot of fun for everybody.
Well, it'll be like playing another home ball game.
Well, you know, we've been there. I guess that is one advantage. You know, we've been over there 4 times already and played 4 games on their court. We've gone 2-2, and I think that, it, you know, our last time there, we played against Carthage, and we made that game a a pretty up and down kind of a game, and I'm hoping that we're able to do that this time. Of course, they're a much different team than Carthage, but I do think that the biggest thing that happened in that game for us is we controlled the backboards and we defended hard and ran, and I think that if we can do that again tomorrow, we'll be in terrific shape.
Well, good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Go Hope.
And that is head coach Matt Neal, along with coach Brian Morehouse and Ron Weatherby with the Hope Sports Roundtable, brought to you on 1450 WHDC by Lighthouse Title Group and by Googs Pub and Grub.